This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 24, Secrets to Success on Writing Task 2. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out how writing task 2 on the IELTS is different from writing task 1 and how to approach it with a plan to succeed. Lindsay, how are you today?
Good. Jessica, how are you?
I am fantastic. We're going to talk about something today that I actually really like talking about.
Really? Oh, man, that's good. You like talking about writing?
I know. Not many people can say that, but I've always loved writing. I just went home actually to visit my mom, and she pulled down 4 boxes of journals had saved from when I was in high school.
Wow, that's so cool. You're a writer at heart.
Yeah, I've always done that. So yeah, I'm glad I get paid to do it now. That's like the luckiest job. That's the luckiest thing for me.
Fantastic. I mean, that's success. If you've reached a point where you can get paid to do what you love, hey, I mean, what else do we need in life, right?
Right? That's the goal. That is everyone's goal. So today we're going to talk about writing on the IELTS, but more focused on task two. Opinion questions.
Okay. So a few episodes back, we talked a little bit about writing on task 1, right? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So task 1 is a totally different animal than task 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Task 1 is all about the numbers, about graphs and increase and decrease and tables and pie charts and stuff. And it's difficult at first, but like we said in the previous podcast, if you know how to plan and how to approach it, it can actually be quite easy because none of the ideas are yours. You don't have to come up with anything. You only describe what you see. But task 2, all of the ideas come from your brain, right?
Okay. And if you're, that might create a little bit of pressure, right? A little anxiety, as we've just talked about in a previous episode.
Exactly. So, this similar advice for task 2, though, if you approach it with a plan, you know, if you have enough practice and you approach it with a plan and you're organized, then that'll take away the anxiety, but it'll also help you keep focused. So the first tip today is to make sure to practice brainstorming. Brainstorming is something that not a lot of people do in their country in school. I know, like, in America, we start brainstorming in elementary school. I remember doing word maps and idea trees and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
from like a very early age. But from teaching in Taiwan and Cambodia and some other countries, some of my students who are in university had never brainstormed before.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a whole new thing for them. I mean, they're just jumping into this test and it's just not a natural skill that's been built up yet.
Yeah. But it is a necessary skill if you want to come up with enough ideas to fill an essay and stay on topic in an organized way. I can tell when I read a student's essay if they didn't do any planning because it just wanders from topic to topic. You know, they don't stay focused. And on the IELTS test, if you don't stay focused on the topic, you're going to lose points. You're going to lose points in task response.
Oh, totally.
And you're also going to lose points in vocabulary because you're not talking about what you should be.
So the way to stay focused on one topic is to have a quality brainstorming session, I would guess, so that you choose a good, rich topic. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. And any writing tutor or teacher or help that you can get from a native speaker who has studied writing in school, they can help you do this in a matter of weeks. It's not a difficult skill, but it is something that you have to practice, just coming up with these ideas. I think the biggest tip that I give students is, as far as brainstorming, is there are no bad ideas. You know, you just need to put down on the paper everything you think about regarding this topic, because sometimes the ideas you think of last that you're just reaching for are going to be the more interesting ideas.
Okay. So you're saying to devote some of our practice time to actually brainstorming, just going through the task of brainstorming itself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So if the question asks you about, you know, why is living in the city better than living in the countryside? Then just sit down and write city on one half of the paper, countryside on the other half of the paper. Mm-hmm. Positives, negatives, and just write down everything you can think of, good, mm-hmm. bad things about both sides. And then you can go back and you could pick out the best ideas, and those are the ones you use in your essay.
And when our listeners are doing that, when they're doing the pros and cons list or just the brainstorming list, do you recommend setting a time limit? I mean, I suppose it is test practice, so it's a good idea to set a time limit.
Oh, yeah, totally. While you're learning the skill and you're getting used to brainstorming, give yourself as much time as you can. You know, don't stress yourself out anymore. Learning something new is difficult. And brainstorming, although it may be easy for, you know, you and me because we grew up doing it, if this is the first time, it's weird. It's a weird thing to do. Yeah, so at the beginning, no time limit for sure. But okay. What you want to aim for on the test, you're going to want to brainstorm and plan for 5 minutes.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after you come up with your ideas and you're able to choose enough to fill an essay, then you need to understand an organized way of putting them together. So IELTS and TOEFL, they give a lot of points for organization, being very clear in your essay. So learn a 4-paragraph essay format and just stick to it. Use this same format for any question you get. Yeah. You can do it for an argument essay, an opinion essay, problem solution essay. They can all be done in 4 sturdy paragraphs.
Okay. But this is right. Just like the brainstorming, I mean, this is something that's natural, somewhat natural for us, at least here in the US, but it might not be natural across cultures, right, Jessica?
Yeah, for sure.
So where do we start if we haven't grown up writing these 4 or 5 paragraph? Is it 4-paragraph essay?
4 paragraphs, okay. is easy for IELTS. Yeah. A good place to start would be looking at example essays. And just to read enough example essays that you see some similarities. A really good website for that is the OWL Purdue website.
Oh, nice.
We could put the exact website online after we record this, but it is the OWL Purdue. If you Google that, you'll find it. It's a great writing website. I talked about Intro to Academic Writing as a textbook that you can buy in an earlier episode. That's also great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you need to remember that the way you get to the point or make your ideas clear in your culture may not be what we're expecting on IELTS, because that's not what we do in Western culture, for example. So, where to put the main idea or your thesis statement, that's like different in other countries.
Totally. We're going to have to focus a few other episodes on this topic, I'm sure. I mean, another example is, I know, and we may have talked about this before, but I know that, you know, good writing in, you know, Western Europe or in Brazil is long sentences. But here, it's really not, right? Jessica, it's tight, concise sentences, powerful sentences.
Yeah, as a writing teacher for so long, we always focus our students on getting to the point. Don't use words you don't need. And I mean, that's a problem that I always got in trouble with in school also, because I wanted to use like 5 adjectives and just have this like really like amazing sentences. But unfortunately, especially in academic writing, that's not what the examiner or your professor wants to see.
Yeah. And I would imagine that reading would be a really great way to get better at writing too, right? So picking up some great titles. I mean, I love Stephen Pressfield. I think he's a great writer. But I bet
what kind of stuff does he write?
So he writes a lot about personal development and art.
Oh, okay.
So how to get over your inner critic, how to put your art out into the world, how to do the work and sit down every day. And so he writes for artists and entrepreneurs. Yeah, you would probably like him.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but we could even recommend that to our listeners because his sentences are very concise and powerful. He's a really good writer. That's a good example of solid writing.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. We always want to have only the important information there. So, for example, if you said something in the previous sentence, you don't need to repeat it in the next sentence, you know? If you're looking at your sentence, make sure every word is necessary, basically.
Mm. Yeah, good point. I like that.
I need to follow that in my own writing.
<I know. laughs>
Yeah.
There are four key things that every IELTS examiner wants to see in the speaking section of the IELTS exam. Do you know what they are? Well, an easy way to find out exactly what they are and to prepare in an intelligent way is to get our cheat sheet. It's free, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and you can download our cheat sheet to find out what the examiner wants on the IELTS speaking section. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's EVALUATION.
And then the last piece of advice. A lot of students ask me like how they're supposed to support their ideas, because we always, when we explain a body paragraph, we use the general outline of topic sentence with a main idea, mm-hmm. reason one, details and examples about the reason, reason two, details and examples.
Right.
And then students are like, but what are the details? Like, what do you want with that? You know what? Honestly, as I said in another episode about speaking, IELTS doesn't care about your ideas. So you can make stuff up, okay?
Improvise.
IELTS knows that you don't have access to a computer or a library, so they don't expect you to have like real research and stuff. So just make something up.
So you could actually just tell a lie is what you're saying. You could just bring up kind of false research or anything that you just think would support the idea.
Yeah. I love it when students do that. Cool. Just learn, just memorize a sentence structure like, according to so-and-so in 1992, or something like as published in the New York Times last month, and then just make something up. 80% of people would rather live in a city, if we're the topic.
That's pretty cool, because guys, this is one of the only times you'll ever be able to make stuff up like this when it comes to research and citations. So enjoy it. I mean, be creative.
So you can totally make stuff up and lie, make up some research. But you could also use personal experience, even though it is an academic essay. Again, we know you don't have the internet at your fingertips and you can't look something up in a book. So it is okay in this circumstance to use your own experience. It's not okay when you're writing something for your professor, but on IELTS, it's totally fine. So if we're taking the example of city or countryside topic, you could say, speaking from personal experience, I grew up in a town of 100 people, then moved to the big city when I was 21 and have much more job opportunities now, or I don't know, something.
I like that. I like that. And maybe in a future episode, we'll have to go into vocabulary phrases to introduce your own personal experience in an essay, right? But so knowing how to start that sharing of your personal experience is key.
Yeah. If you have, 3 or 4 really good sentence structures for talking about research and personal examples, that's really all you're going to need for an opinion essay on the test, to fill those body paragraphs.
Very nice. I like it. So those are the 3 ways to attack writing tests too, right, Jessica? So
attack it. I love how aggressive that sounds.
That is very aggressive. That's what we're going to do, guys.
we're giving the listeners the power. This is exciting.
It is exciting. So practice your brainstorming, get an outline down and really focus, and then give reasons and examples and make them up if you have to. I mean, don't worry about telling a lie. This is a unique situation, and don't be afraid if you don't have all the information available to you, on the internet, as you said.
Yeah. So you might, take advantage of this time to just totally, BS, if you will, just make some stuff up, and it's as long as you use good vocabulary and sentence structure, you'll get a good grade. Your idea could be so ridiculous. The examiner doesn't care. As long as you use good vocabulary and sentence structure, you're at least a 7. So. There you go.
I like it. I like it. This has been great. Well, thank you, Jessica, for sharing this knowledge with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I hope the listeners do as well.
Absolutely. All right. Great. So have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.